Topping our news this hour, the Supreme Court is going to weigh in on whether the health care reform passed by Congress last year is constitutional. The High Court is scheduled to hear arguments in March and to make a ruling by the end of June. OSU Cascades political science professor Jim Foster says this decision will rank up there with another important Supreme Court one.
The commentary has been this will probably be the biggest case since Bush versus Gore, and we all know exactly how divisive and controversial that decision was with the five Republicans lining up with George Bush and overturning the Florida recount and the four Democrats upholding the Florida recount. It's going to be messy.
Foster believes this will be another close vote with Justice Anthony Kennedy being the swing vote. Occupy Portland was given nearly 40 days to illegally camp in two city parks. 1110 KBND's Jeff Kirsch talked to people who think it was too long.
At the TriMet bus stop by City Hall, Robert Rush shakes his head as he looks at two fenced-off city parks.
Too much time. Way too much. Because there's a city ordinance. I'm surprised they didn't all get tickets the first night they spent the night out there.
He used to be homeless and says he was often cited for camping overnight, believes the city used a double standard. Catherine Matthew is part of the Occupy encampment but left after two nights after seeing a rash of drug abuse and violence.
I'm glad that something was done about it because it should be something that should be safe for everyone and there shouldn't be those kinds of problems.
In Portland, Jeff Kirsch, 1110 KBND Radio News.
The state's best superintendent of schools is right here in Bend, according to district administrators from around the state. Ron Wilkinson was named the 2012 Oregon Superintendent of the Year, and he and a delegation from Bend traveled to Portland to receive his award on Saturday. Wilkinson says he's just the latest Bend Lapine school official to be singled out.
I think it's an indication that we are really recognized statewide for the work that's going on. Obviously, it's actually four winners. We talk about our two principals of the year, Bruce Reynolds and Jay Matheson, but actually my deputy superintendent, John Rexer, was recognized as a school business official of the year 2 years ago and went on to be one of the top four in the nation. So this is really the fourth major district leader that's been recognized in the last 3 years. So
Wilkinson was the guest on KBND's morning show this morning. He says one of his next goals is to help stabilize funding for schools so it's not always boom or bust based on our economy. An unexpected and very generous donation from the Boy Scouts of Bend and Redmond helped boost this year's Stuff the Bus effort at a record level. Saturday afternoon at the final Stuff the Bus location, the Boy Scouts pulled up with about 4,500 pounds of food to donate.
We were expecting the Boy Scouts to give us a donation, plus we had a collection as one of the places where people could drop off. We just didn't know it was going to be this huge, and they've got to be thrilled. You know, all those kids going door to door, picking up the food, and we're thrilled. And wait till Neighbor Impact sees us there with that. I mean, they're just going to love it.
Stuff the Bus organizer Steve Reese says they will take the three bus loads to the Neighbor Impact warehouse Tuesday morning for the official presentation. Maintenance managers with the Oregon Department of Transportation have made the decision to close the Old McKenzie Pass Highway today. ODOT spokesman Peter Murphy says this year's opening of the highway was one of the latest on record because of the long winter. He says Old Man Winter has already made his presence known on the pass.
And we usually wait till there's an accumulation of snow up on top before we actually close it again. And we've just reached that time of year where winter conditions have set in up on top of the pass. And by gosh, it's time to close the gate.
Murphy says this year's fall on the pass was spectacular with all the fall colors and people from all over the world come to see the site. Crews began patrolling the pass this afternoon, and once they are sure no one is left along the road or hiking in the area, they will lock the gates. And Deschutes County has announced that they will close the gates for the season on the Cascade Lakes Highway at Dutchman's Flat near Mount Bachelor at 8 a.m., citing a significant amount of snow already on the ground. And a Bend man's plan to fly in his lawn chair with balloons over Baghdad this week is being delayed. Balloonist Kent Couch still plans to fly over Iraq, but it's being delayed until March to accommodate more sponsors. There is a lot of interest in this trip. Couch will be flying in his familiar lawn chair with daredevil Fareed Lafta. For more details on these stories, you can go to KBND.com. And coming up at 5:30, Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley takes on the nation's drug shortage problem. That story coming up at 5:30. Back to you, Dennis.